This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, October 1st, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. USDA workers head home as government shuts down. Biden expresses doubt on fertilizer prices, and ag groups want stable trade pacts. Half of USDA heads home for the shutdown. About half of USDA employees will be furloughed under a shutdown plan released late yesterday by the Agriculture Department. Of the nearly 86,000 department employees, about 42,000 will go without pay during the shutdown due to Congress not agreeing on a spending plan. No one knows how long this shutdown will last, and Democrats and Republicans each saying it's the other side's fault. Majority Leader John Thune accuses Democrats of abandoning the normal budget process. Instead of working with Republicans to extend government funding so that we can continue bipartisan appropriation work, Democrats are holding government funding hostage to a long list of partisan demands totaling more than $1 trillion, Thune said in an op-ed in the Washington Post on Monday. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries touting poll numbers showing that more people will blame the GOP than the Democrats for a shutdown. Then there's always a lawsuit. Two unions yesterday claimed in a lawsuit that laying off federal employees during a shutdown is illegal. Carrying out the RIFs is plainly not a permitted function that can lawfully continue during shutdown, says the suit filed by the American Federation of Government Employees and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. It was filed in California's Northern District. Biden questions why fertilizer prices are so high. A spike in U.S. fertilizer prices isn't adding up. So says Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Biden. USDA and the Department of Justice scrutinizing the market for crop nutrients. We have so few domestic fertilizer companies, and one of those companies has an absolute majority market share, Biden told reporters yesterday without elaborating. He continued, "You don't need to be a lawyer or an economist to realize that there are some questions that should be asked." The deputy secretary said he was meeting later with a fertilizer executive who wants to assure him that nothing's wrong. Biden said while he hopes so, it's important to look at pricing so out of kilter. Some analysts say there's no mystery. It's just demand outpacing supply and reliance on foreign producers. We can fix a lot of this by making more of our own, said Josh Linville. He's vice president of fertilizer at StoneX. Ag groups. U.S. needs enforceable trade agreements. Stability. Representatives from across the U.S. agriculture are calling for binding and enforceable trade agreements and stability in the U.S. trade policy. Agreements have to be worth more than the paper they're written on, Tracy Chow, government affairs director at Western Growers, said during a panel at the Congressional Hispanic Leadership Institute. Chow says the U.S. needs to, quote, get back to talking about how we establish rules, get detailed about reciprocal dispute resolution processes to have that sort of reliability and certainty. It just can't continue to be this, well, we'll just see how we feel tomorrow. No one can plan for that, she added. The Meat Institute's Michael Shump echoed that if the Trump administration's recent trade deals don't have binding commitments, it will be, quote, very hard to hold trading partners accountable. Karis Gutter with Corteva said the trade uncertainty is particularly challenging for their seed operations. Many of the company's seeds require approval from governments for import. We need stable trade partners and trade relationships, said Gutter. She's vice president of Corteva's Government and Industry Affairs. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Trump to hike tariffs on lumber. U.S. tariffs on lumber will rise starting October 14th following a presidential proclamation issued this week. Tariffs on all lumber imports will increase 10%. Derivative products like furniture will face even steeper hikes. The United Kingdom, European Union, and Japan will see lower rates in line with their recent trade deals with the U.S. The White House says the steps will protect U.S. national security using legal powers known as Section 232. The increase will be on top of other duties, including anti-dumping duties on Canadian lumber. President Trump recognizes that an over-reliance on foreign timber, lumber, and the derivative products could jeopardize the United States' defense capabilities, construction industry, and economic strength, a White House fact sheet reads. But the document adds that countries are free to negotiate an alternative to the hikes. Lawsuit challenging disease traceability rule can continue, a judge says. A lawsuit challenging a USDA rule requiring electronic ear tags in certain cattle and bison transported across state lines is moving forward. U.S. District Judge Eric Schulte in South Dakota rejected the government's motion to dismiss claims made by the cattle producer groups and ranchers, alleging the rule is, quote, arbitrary and capricious under the Administrative Procedure Act. However, he did dismiss the group's claims that the rule went beyond USDA jurisdiction. The lawsuit was brought by RCAF USA, the South Dakota Stock Growers Association, the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, and South Dakota ranchers Kenny, Roxy, Rick, and Theresa Fox. New screwworm drug gets conditional approval from FDA. Food and Drug Administration granted conditional approval for a drug meant to prevent New World screwworm infestations. The agency has extended an initial green light for cattle users of Dectramax CA1, an injectable drug produced by Zoetis that aims to treat New World screwworm larvae infestations and prevent reinfestation for 21 days. It has the same active ingredient as Dectramax, which is already approved to treat certain parasites in cattle and in swine. Under this conditional approval, the FDA has determined the drug is safe and has a reasonable expectation of effectiveness, acting FDA Center for Veterinary Medicine Director Timothy Schell said in a release. We are making this treatment available to cattle producers immediately while the sponsor collects the data needed for a full approval. Senators urge FDA to ensure egg integrity. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa and Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania have introduced the Consistent Egg Labels Act to require FDA to set clear rules that only poultry-derived products can be labeled as eggs. The effort aims to support egg farmers and protect consumers from misleading plant-based labeling. Representatives Chris DeLuzio of Pennsylvania and Elise Stefanik of New York are leading the effort in the House. While Iowa farmers work hard to put healthy and affordable eggs on our tables, labeling plant-based products as eggs undermines that work. Ernst said that's unacceptable. The integrity of our eggs is no yolk, folks, which is why I'm taking a crack at ensuring there's no question between the real deal and imitation. Here's today's final word. Nobody likes government payments, but my banker says it will make it easier to lend some of his clients money. At least we will have something coming in to keep us going. That Iowa soybean grower, April Hemis, who says any payments growers get will go straight to pay for things like fertilizer, seed, and rent. Farmers are a hopeful bunch, but this has been a hard time to stay hopeful, she says. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, October 1st. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller, and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.